This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the aforementioned captain, right here with tomorrow's news tonight. Lots of it tonight. Big storms across Texas, Oklahoma. People killed, people missing. Terrible tragedy. The warning continues in many areas. We'll get into that in a minute. But first, I need to tell you that I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. And, of course, we are coming to you live and in living color with tomorrow's news tonight from our flagship stations over here in Tampa, Florida, our Salem Media Group stations. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Everybody. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. The FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail haulers, and some of your mail might be a little bit late today, especially if it got caught up in those storms. So we'll see. Now, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, they're always on our mind because we need them. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social website called Truth Social. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And we'll also have our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that are related to the radio show, and meet some of our guests and that we have over there. Make suggestions, contact us over there if you want to talk to us. And there you go, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us to start this hour off, we've got the one and only, the informable, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, out in California. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And it's another beautiful day in the morning. Looks like you've got some pretty good weather. And, yep, and as we'd like to say, yippee-i-o, cow patty.
That's right, absolutely.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. And we certainly hope that you get it. All right, Mr. Kyle, got to talk about the storms again to let the people know if they're headed west on I-40, on I-10, possibly I-20, they could have some trouble.
Well, that's right, and we've been monitoring these tornado warnings throughout the morning, Captain. Right now, as it stands, it looks like we have two active warnings. Both of them are in Florida. First one in Taylor County. This is a dangerous tornado. Was confirmed, a large and extremely dangerous tornado, located 13 miles west of Perry, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Then, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 12 miles east of St. Marks, moving at about 25 miles per hour. That is in Jefferson and Taylor County. And the previous one I just mentioned about the tornado was located in Taylor County itself, both in Florida.
Yeah, and it's not that far up the road a ways from where we're at, and hopefully it won't be coming in our direction. But this has been bouncing around all over the South tonight. I've been watching it since yesterday afternoon, and that one town, is it Perryton? Is that how you say that?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, it completely it scored a direct hit on a town.
Well, that's right. At least there are fatalities, we understand. We're not exactly sure yet. There hasn't been a confirmed report of how many, but there's a lot of devastation and damage in that area.
Well, there are a number of people that are missing. That's the problem.
Right. And this, of course, again, it's nighttime, and until the light comes up, then we won't know a whole lot more. But I'm sure, as you know, Captain, rescue crews do what they can.
I know. You work with what you got to get what you got and wait for the help to show up to give you the extra stuff that you don't have because it was destroyed in the incursion that took place. And it's such a terrible shame. A lot of this is happening. Now, again, I haven't heard it yet, but I guarantee you we will. Global warming, right?
Well, just about any severe weather is tied into climate change in terms of the explanations and so forth. But there are also cyclical patterns and so forth. Different circumstances come to bear. But right now, of course, we're looking at the people that are being affected by this. Absolutely.
Now, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We only got 30 seconds. I was watching Laura Ingraham last night, and she made a comment, which I totally agree with, that the Democrats are selling racial hatred 24/7. That's their forte.
Well, they certainly have latched on to that because it's one of the most divisive things that they can do. We've gone backwards in this country, I hate to say. Growing up in the shadow of Dr. Martin Luther King, it was always shown that the United States was moving in the right moral direction. Now, many of the extreme far-left Democrats are trying to tell us that America is really actually bad, and it doesn't really move in that direction, and evidently hopelessly broken. That's the message they're giving.
Well, the racial divider, we used to call him, was Barack Obama. He's the one that started it. He was going to bring us all together, and he separated us way far apart. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, I'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. My good friend and co-host Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Of course, Mike Lindell, My Pillow, they bring you this segment of the program, first couple hours of the night. And go over to MyPillow.com, take a look, see at what he's got over there, see all the specials he's got, and also take a look at the promo code CAPTAIN and what that will do for you. You can save up to 80% on selected items with the promo code CAPTAIN. You can give him a call, talk to a live person right now, this time in the morning, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. 5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. Save the most money you can. Save up to 80% on selected items that are over there. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, CAPTAIN.
Well, besides all the gas we've heard from Joe Biden and whatnot, it's kind of beginning to look like 2008 all over again in certain fashions. That was when McCain and Sarah Palin ran, correct?
That's right, yes, against Barack Obama, yeah.
Yeah, and Barack Obama, you know, had this message of it wasn't hope and despair, but we're 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America, and we heard that for, I don't know, I guess 8 years or thereabouts. How's that working out?
Well, it's not working out very well. But of course, you know, there was an interesting opinion piece in Newsweek, which did talk about the idea that we're starting to see some of the same things line up that we saw happen in 2008. One of them being the federal funds rate, which right now is around 5%. And the author points out it's the highest it's been since the summer of 2007, just before the last financial meltdown. And with high interest rates, high inflation, And now I think, Captain, consumer spending also, I think, beginning to be a real concern for people out across the highways and byways, and not to mention, of course, some of these bank failures. You know, it's either a self-fulfilling prophecy or it's a recipe for disaster or both. But I think people are wondering what's going to happen next and could we go through another huge problem?
Well, I don't believe we're going to go through a major recession or even get close to a major recession, but there's going to be some economic changes simply because the people that are trying to get money now, some of the first-time home buyers, some of the businesses that want to expand, some of the people that are using their homes as collateral to do things either at with their home or from a business standpoint, they're not able to get that money. It's not as free to get to as it was.
Well, that's exactly right. And so you have a lot of people that are staying in their homes. They've got a very low rate, for example. So they're not going to move. They don't want to go get a higher rate. Now, some people will move. They've moved because of their job or maybe they want to cash out. You see that a lot of this happening in California, right? People are cashing out their property in California and moving to another part of the country where the cost of living and the cost of real estate comparatively is much less. But that's a one-time deal. That's not something that you're going to be – you're not going to go back and forth in that, at that realm. But definitely you've got a lot of people saying to themselves, I can't go get extra money. I can't get money out of my property. If you're a real estate investor, you've got to be very careful because lending is tightening up. And a lot of real estate investors are finding they're having to run the properties that they have in their portfolio rather than being able to have them appreciate in value fairly quickly and then selling them and moving on to something else. We're going to see some real different things happen, I think, real soon.
Now, you're familiar with Virgin Airways and Virgin Shiplines and the term Virgin, right?
Yes, you were talking about Virgin Galactic here. Yes.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. Virgin Galactic set its first commercial space tourism flight for this month. And in doing so, their shares, their stocks, spiked more than 40%. How about that?
That's really something. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this. Of course, it's very expensive.
$250,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money that usually you have to be very well off to be able to spare, I think. But right now they've got a launch window, they say, that runs from June 27th to June 30th. And then maybe early August, that's another opportunity that they might have. This is definitely something that I think we'll see more of in the sense that it'll become easier over time. But it's still it's in its infancy at this point because it's still very dangerous to do what they're trying to do. As we've seen, is very, very dangerous indeed.
Yeah, and be careful what you wish for, right?
Well, exactly. But at the same time, and you know, because we always, you know, the news sometimes is always kind of negative, but this is definitely something very positive because I think it can be something that could also inspire people. The idea, again, going back to space, even if, you know, through private, you've got Elon Musk and his efforts and so forth. But that's the kind of thing that can make people dream to say, what's possible? How do we invent things to go do the things we want to go do? And so, again, I think it could be very inspirational.
Now, we haven't said a lot about Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, and what he was promising to do after the budget was agreed upon and voted on. But the House GOP is now targeting deeper spending cuts, raising the shutdown threat to something totally different.
Well, right. And again, I think as our own Denise Simon has told before, the idea that a lot of these spending things would be handled in appropriations, that the real battle would begin once they came to an agreement in principle.
Let's go to the phone line, and we're going to take Backgammon Bob. What the heck is that? Backgammon Bob is on the phone here. What's going on, Bob?
Yeah. I just wondered if you saw President Biden's plan to open the Trans-Pacific Railway.
I have, and he's going to build it on a floating dock.
Yeah.
What is that noise in your radio? Is that me?
Yeah, you may want to turn your radio down.
Well, I had to think. Okay.
Oh, now I don't, now I don't hear it. Well, now, I do hear it. All right, I don't know. There's something going on. All right, well.
I heard.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, transit. And I just wanted to say that I think that the Democratic nominee is not going to be Biden. It's either going to be a Kennedy guy or it's going to be Gruesome Newsom.
It won't be Kennedy. Won't be Kennedy, but it could be Newsom.
Could be Gruesome Newsom. Yeah, mm-hmm. It could be.
Yeah.
Which the people are looking at the way, by the time that election comes around, there's so many people leaving California, and it's disintegrating so rapidly that I don't see how Newsom can possibly win against any decent Republican candidate, whether it be Trump or DeSantis or one of the other ones that I like.
But Beckham and Bob, he got the reparations for the people in California that needed to get it, remember? They're going to get $1 million plus.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
All right, thank you. All right, what do you think, Kyle? You live there.
Well, yes. Well, and I appreciate very much what Beckham and Bob's talking about. But here's the thing: if we go back to the midterms that were just held recently, the Democrats are nothing but good at messaging and trying to come up with a unified attack pattern, basically, just like they did in the midterms. We should have seen that red tsunami. We didn't. Even if Gavin Newsom, let's just say for sake of argument, was the nominee, the Democrats are going to be focusing everything on trying to make you think that these MAGA Republicans or whatever it is, that they're going to take all your rights away, you're going to live in a fascist state, and on it will go, and they'll talk about abortion, they'll talk about all these hot-button issues, and they will, and they don't care about their own policies and how destructive they are, but they are good at winning elections. So, yes, it would be a very formidable thing. And, yeah, I don't think that Gavin Newsom would make a great president or for that matter, but they would be rallying, and it would be very difficult.
Fear not. We have Kamala.
Well, I mean, no, if they went out and they ran Kamala, maybe that would be the that would be the thing that they couldn't message their way out of.
That'd be the gift.
The gift that keeps on giving. Well, but she's done it to herself, Captain. She's been given all these great opportunities as vice president. You're going to go run this, go do that. You're going to be in charge of that. And at every turn, she's squandered it completely.
Mm-hmm. All right, I hear the music. Don't go nowhere. Folks, tomorrow is Saturday, and Saturday means I'll be in Largo at the Two Guys Gun Show at the Largo Event Center. More about that coming up right now. When it comes to gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. A New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped at the reporter, asking, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" The upper Midwest is being blasted by wildfire smoke. The wildfires in Canada are bringing record levels of contamination to the air in Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke creates an eerie effect.
Like sunrise and sunset, you kind of see those hazy conditions in particular, and the sun looks much more orange or reddish than normal.
Two people were injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Also, a police officer is in stable condition after being hit by a fire truck carrying some Nuggets players. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Watch.
Wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot? Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And let me just say this about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Pete. If you're down here on a vacation, you've got problems, and maybe you've got nowhere with the work you've been trying to get done with a podiatrist, and you're wondering what to do next, they could help you like they helped me diagnose a serious problem that could have cost me my life. And all you got to do is check them out. Give them a call, 727-896-4615. That's their number, 727-896-4615. Give them a call and see what they can do to help you. They just might be able to do for you what they've done for me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's fair to be said that the House GOP, as promised by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, was going to be targeting deeper spending cuts after the budget deal, because they said they were going to go back in and they were going to take a look at things. And they're doing just that. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, of course, is lining himself up for a big fight with the Democrat-led Senate, using them as the backbone for the meat in the thing. The budget starts out in the House and then goes from there, correct?
Right.
So if we get close again to another shutdown, my thought process takes me to the following. Shut it down. Shut it down. Save some money. Send the people on a furlough. But the problem is we still have to pay them, the feds. Even if we shut the government down, they still get a salary, don't they?
Well, that's right, and that's what's going to happen. Just as we saw in the previous shutdown and so forth, I think what they needed to avoid, obviously, was a default, and that's what they were able to do. But certainly, you know, both sides can try to play a government shutdown to their own advantage. But I just don't think that people are going to really accept that, though, you know, because I think they're tiring of a lot of this back and forth. But if we can't get the spending under control, then it may just simply show exactly where the far-left Democrat party elite really are in regards to what they think about the plight of everyday Americans.
Okay, I got a message here just a second ago. I just now saw it. Thanks, James, up in Georgia, South Georgia. He's telling me that a bad... Let's see. There's a flood warning for some of the roads with the rivers, the small rivers that cross them in South Georgia. And he's warning people, if the water's over the road, turn around, don't drown.
And that is great advice every single time because, number one, you don't know how deep that water is, right, Captain? And it just has to be a few inches to float your vehicle away.
6 inches of water will float a semi down the river, a fully loaded semi.
Yeah, and that's nothing to trifle with.
Mm-hmm. That's moving water, 6 inches of moving water. So mm-hmm. You know, there is a difference. But you go, oh, water's that ruin. How do you know that till you get out in it?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So always, that's the better part of valor. Turn around, don't drown.
Correct. All right. Miami Mayor Suarez announced his Republican presidential bid. I'm still trying to figure that one out. How about you?
Well, you know, we know that he's 45 years old. He's been very successful and popular, of course, as the Miami mayor. He says that he's got a different message that he wants to bring to the American people, throwing his hat in the ring. So now we have three prominent politicians, two very nationally known, of course, obviously, and one that's less nationally known, but certainly the mayor of a very well-known city. So we've got three, quote, favorite sons coming out of Florida at this point. How much traction he'll get, it remains to be seen. But I think just like some of the other GOP candidates, they're banking on something happening with the Trump candidacy. But then if Trump, let's just say Trump is out of the race, let's just for sake of argument. But then you've got Ron DeSantis, who I think picks up the lion's share of popularity at that point. So then it's got to be running against DeSantis in order to get the nomination.
Oh, by the way, they may have released the log jam over there on the West Coast at the ports because the dock workers just signed a new contract and Joe Biden was all excited about it, calling it a great moment for labor.
Well, yes, and that's, you know, one of the things that we don't want to see happen again is the pile up of all those container ships off the coast of Southern California, Long Beach Harbor, basically, because they'll stack up all the way down towards Dana Point and San Clemente. That's what happened before.
Well, that's what was happening again right now.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So coming to an agreement, hopefully, is going to avoid a lot of that. And, of course, Joe Biden's going to spin it as, you know, something positive for him.
Now, I heard something yesterday that was just amazing. I've got friends in Iowa. You probably do, too. Some people along the line probably do as well. Joe Biden is actually in danger of not winning the Iowa caucuses, not the new, and the New Hampshire primary, because there is a definite tide that's moving against him right now.
I think you're right. This is one of the reasons why the Biden campaign would do anything, literally anything, to try to move the first primary to South Carolina, where they feel that they have a much better chance of racking up a win. It'll be humiliating, wouldn't it, for the sitting president, de facto nominee of the party, the standard bearer, to not win Iowa caucuses or win in New Hampshire. It's just virtually unthinkable. And again, we go back to Jimmy Carter in 1980. He had a challenge from his own party and guess what? Another Kennedy, right? Ted Kennedy at that time. But that tapped into a lot of the discontent about Carter. There's no party unity at that point. However small a crack it might be, it's still a crack.
Now, speaking of cracks, it gets better. Now the mainstream media is saying that Joe Biden is laying out a bold vision for underwater rail.
Okay. I don't know. A what?
From North America all the way over to India.
Yep.
Under the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Under the ocean.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. If I were you, I don't know. I think I'd rather go on the Sea Quest or something.
I would rather take my rowboat.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, but I guess they got to try to clean it up as much as they possibly can.
Well, how can you clean that up?
Well, you can't. How about this? What if Donald Trump said we're going to build a railroad from the Pacific Ocean all the way to the Indian Ocean or something? You know, that would be the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or what if I said that or you said that?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody would take it seriously.
No. And it's unfortunate that we have to watch the leader of the free world, supposedly, stand up there and make a fool out of himself all the time.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, as an American, we don't want this kind of thing to be projected out to the rest of the world, right? It doesn't matter what party the president's from, they can't appear like this. It's just not good for our country or our allies or for planet Earth for that matter. So at what point is somebody going to get up in the party and say this borderlines on elder abuse? And I'm not trying to be, you know, far out, but, you know, Joe Biden's having a real hard time. There's no doubt about it. No matter what you think of him politically or the Biden crime family or all that kind of stuff, this guy is having major, major issues.
I agree. Totally.
Yeah, and it hurts our country ultimately. So at some point, you know, just in a vacuum, you would say, well, Joe Biden would probably have to say to himself, for the good of the country, maybe I shouldn't run for president. But at the same time, he's a great candidate to go up and run against because of all these shortcomings he has.
Well, some of these gaps, if I'm running against Joe Biden, some of these gaffes, I'd have him in every one of my campaign ads.
Well, right.
Stupid look on his face when he says it.
Right. Well, how about a debate? How about a debate with RFK?
He doesn't want to debate anybody.
No, that's right.
He knows he'd lose. All right, I hear the music coming up. Hold the fort. Folks, we're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon's up on deck right after the Truckers Report.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
So mama, I'm so all the hand and I just around. I don't speak loud in the words and I'm a man, I can't experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play your ass. Candle calls her mama, I'm so all the hand and I just around. Yeah, all the hand now. Oh, baby.
I'm sure all the handin' that gets around.
The Cremona Crew is hard to handle, and that's one of the favorite songs of them that I like to play. How about you, Kyle?
Yeah, that still rocks. It really does.
I know. I can't get my foot to stop here. So. All right. Well, that's a great song. Okay, you take it away. Start with the weather out west, and man, have I got a bunch of stuff to tell the people in the south.
Well, Captain, we're going to update everybody on the rain here that we see on the map. This is still north of Las Vegas, pretty much north of I-15 as you're coming out through Baker. As soon as you come out of Baker on your way to Las Vegas on Interstate 15, you get that big rise that you go up that big incline. Probably by the time you complete that, you're into some rain right now. But it looks like a lot of that's moving north. But if you're going to be north of Las Vegas in the Pahrump area up near the Armagosa Valley, and then over on the California side again, Highway 395 from Cartago on down towards a little bit north of Ridgecrest, you got some rain coming there. Changed a little bit from last hour. Central and northern Wyoming, lots and lots of rain, snow in the higher elevations up near Cody, of course, and as you come down out of Montana on I-90, and as you transition to I-25, you're still going to have lots and lots of rain. Rain right now just sneaking into Casper, it looks like, from the western side there. Various and scattered showers near Cheyenne right now, just a little bit east of Denver right now. So be careful out there.
Well, folks, get ready. If you're going to Texas, if you're going, let's start out in the panhandle of Florida. Up around Tallahassee west, all the way across Texas, all the way to the 10 and the 20 split right now. You've got everything from severe thunderstorm warnings to tornado warnings to flood warnings to severe alerts to high heat advisories in South Texas, way down south along the border. You got it all. But the worst of the weather right now, and I'm looking at it, is from about Beaumont, Texas, all the way over to the Louisiana-Mississippi line, where right there where 10 and 12 come together, you've got some big time flooding going on. I don't know if it's on the interstate, but certainly there's a very large area covered with a flood warning. You've also got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings that takes 10, goes up towards I-20, Jackson, Mississippi, most of Louisiana, southwestern corner of Arkansas, I-30 coming out of the Metroplex, flood warnings up there around Texarkana, both sides of the highway, so be careful. Georgia, some roads underwater there, southwestern Georgia, all the way over across towards I-75, but not quite that far yet, but that might have changed. Southeastern Alabama, flood warnings. A lot of the rivers and small creeks that go across the two-lane highways are probably going to be over the banks by the looks of things here. And as James pointed out in Georgia, one of our friends up there, one of our great listeners, he said, turn around, don't drown. Best advice that I could give you right now. If you see the water in the road and you can't see what's there because it's dark, don't make the mistake of trying to drive through it. It might be the last drive you make. Okay, South Florida going to be really warm today. We've got some fog up in Maine tonight, up there along Bangor for a ways. Goes up about 40, 50 miles into Maine. And we've got some gray gunk. That's what I'll call it, the gray gunk, which is very poor air quality in the southern part of Minnesota and the eastern half of Iowa, to include the Quad Cities over into the northeastern corner of the great state of Iowa. So, all that being said, Kyle, why do we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and who sponsors it?
Well, Captain, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Center sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the great offers. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app and much more. Pilotflyingj.com.
And one final thing. I'm going to bring Denise Simon in here. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, hang on a minute. I got to make another warning here. Folks, do not, in the area where I just told you, with the severe thunderstorm warnings and the tornado watches and warnings and the flood watches and warnings, do not turn off your weather radio or your telephone or even your television. Try to leave things on so that if the alarm bells go off and they come on the TV, radio, your phone, whatever, you'll get the message. Because if you don't, you're liable not to be talking much longer. It's that serious in some areas. Kyle?
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Well, let's welcome Denise aboard. I know you got something you wanted to ask her. You've been sitting there all night long waiting to do it, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning, Denise. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, so what do you think about this? There was this cyber attack that seemed to hit a lot of government, U.S. government agencies on Thursday. We don't know specifically that it was China, for example, but wouldn't that be a prelude, something that they would want to do in a prelude to any other kind of attack?
Actually, all signs are pointing to Russia.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And it was reported on Thursday, but it looks like it happened almost a week ago. It continued to go on. So it is the attributions of where it points to Russia comes from non-government cyber experts that I follow. I saw the warning come in from CISA telling government agencies and anybody else out there, you know, be prepared, lock things down, because this thing is kind of growing. But I looked very hard at other entities. Now, this is what is known as Move It. It has an escalation to it, which means that it took on more entities. The Department of Energy was worried about some of their sites, I mean, some of their hardware, John Hopkins University Hospital. When they make attributions, they look at commonalities, they look at spelling, they look at kind of like a pattern, you know. It's almost like, you know, a trend.
Okay. Hold that thought, guys. We'll be right back close after the top of the hour. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some bills, all that good sort of stuff. But we'll be back more on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.